Highway News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A ceasefire in Syria. A ceasefire deal for southern Syria has gone into effect. The de-escalation deal between government forces and rebel groups in the southwest began Sunday at noon. The agreement was announced Thursday after a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. It is the first initiative by the Trump administration in collaboration with Russia to bring some stability to war-torn Syria and a peaceful end to the six-year war. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Ukraine to reaffirm American support as the country struggles with a Russia-backed insurgency in the east and attempts to crack down on corruption. Tillerson is meeting with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko just 48 hours after sitting in on President Donald Trump's first face-to-face talks with Russian President Putin in Germany. VOA's Steve Reddish has more on the efforts in Ukraine.
Joining Tillerson on the trip, Kurt Volker, the new point person in negotiations to end the Ukraine conflict under the Minsk Agreement. In a statement naming Volker as the new Ukraine envoy, Tillerson said the U.S. remains fully committed to the objectives of the Minsk Agreements, a 13-point plan that starts with the ceasefire and withdrawal of heavy weapons from the front lines in eastern Ukraine and includes constitutional reforms by the Ukrainian government. I'm Steve Reddish, VOA News, Washington.
Tillerson has appointed a special envoy to examine possibilities for jump-starting implementation of the Minsk Agreement. For more on this, go to voanews.com. The Group of 20 summit of the world's richest economies wrapped up Saturday.